The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. Today, I want to discuss something that's a little bit less than an actual topic on a fundamental issue or a topic that's in the news right now. But on the other hand, it's something that we're each seeing and hearing every day and that deserves some exploration, I think. It popped into my mind this morning when I woke up and looked out to see the green leaves against a blue sky, a glorious, glorious day. And the words that popped into my mind were, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Now, I'm actually not practicing a religion right now. I grew up with a strong religious faith and a strong religious family. But mine is more of a synthesis of teachings and religions, I guess you could say, spiritual practices. But those words that were there led me to believe and led me to think about the impact that what we heard as children has on each of us today. I was so grateful. I kept thinking, wow, I have a background that allows me to see how some words like that have enriched my life all these years in the future. How, having seen that we should be grateful, that there is much to be grateful for, and that we need to stay alert and awake for those kinds of gifts we receive every day from each other and from the universe in general, how they enrich our lives. Which made me think about something I had also seen yesterday. If any of you are online, you see people making comments after any news article or something that's been posted online. And so many times the comments, I've even seen this on YouTube, by the way, with songs. And people will say the most horrible, insulting, vulgar things that have no place whatsoever, that add absolutely nothing, but they're just like an explosion of vulgarity that just takes the joy and the beauty out of any moment. I've seen them say things like, "You turd," you know. You hear things like, "Get a brain." Just insulting things, demeaning things. And it made me think that we need to understand how our words, even if they can't see the face and they don't know the identity of who we are, that we have a very powerful influence on each other. And to use it in a way that demeans or diminishes, it's really a horrible abdication of our responsibility, I believe. As human beings placed in this world among other human beings, it is an abdication of our responsibility to those other human beings. Because I was told once when I was in high school, and this was by a nun actually, who said, "You never know if the smile you give another may have saved that person from suicide that day." I was flabbergasted. I may have been 15, 16 years old, and I'd never thought of that. It never occurred to me that if I smile at someone, that it may really help them through a tough time. But we are all in this together. We are all interconnected. And it's about time we realize that our actions, our words, really have a direct effect on those around us. They can lift, they can destroy. We matter, we have power, and it's really important that we use that power in the right way. I know we're kind of in an age of anonymity. It helps because of the kinds of technological devices we have. But on the other hand, we're also in an age where we have gone in so many different directions as far as education in our country goes that we're not even speaking sometimes the same language. And I was thinking, you know, back, oh, maybe 30 years ago, the majority of people were all in public schools. They had a similar curriculum. They learned the same facts in history or in math or if they took religious classes or in English. And we could speak to each other. We had similar backgrounds. We didn't have to say something and have someone look at us with a look like a deer in the headlights, where we just are totally lost. We have no idea where they're coming from. So it's really a situation right now because of the fact that charter schools have exploded, people have done more homeschooling, schools are being dictated to by people who are not educators, who are in our government and who do things, programs that don't work, like No Child Left Behind. Teaching to the test has become the way teachers now work in the classroom. So we are basically we're at a disadvantage in trying to start the dialogue that lets us relate to each other as really important people individually, no matter who you are, what your background, what your social status, what your income. We truly need to be aware of the fact that each human being has inherent dignity, needs to be treated with dignity. And we're losing it. We're seeing it in the actions of police towards individuals. We're seeing it in the erosion of our freedoms. We're seeing it in the blatant disrespect and the horrible words and name-calling that's flung from one person to another. Name-calling has always been something that has, until recently, name-calling has always been something that is seen as childish and wrong, and kids would be punished for it. It's so second grade. It is second grade. We can do better. There is no need to call anybody a name, is there? So when we hear the name calling and everything devolves then, it just slides down into a place where there is no longer any conversation. There is just an argument, basically, a fight. From that point on, no progress is being made. And instead of us coming to an understanding of each other so that we can grow a better society, grow a better neighborhood, a better home life, we slide the other direction and we just create ugliness and chaos and bad feelings inside each of us. We're capable of happiness. We've felt it sometime or another in our life, even if it was one birthday party at a certain age. We know what happiness feels like. We picked up someone's puppy and we knew happiness. We can do that, but we need to begin to look at our own behaviors, our own words, and how we approach each other. We can't ask from someone else something that we are not giving. And I think it's so important to remember that if someone says, hey, ugly, that it behooves us not to turn around and say something worse back. It behooves us instead to say something like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Or, why did you say that? I think as soon as we begin to wake each other up and shake each other alive and accord each other that feeling of worthiness, that they matter and that you yourself matter when you speak to them. I think the sooner we get there, the sooner we can end the ugliness that has gone on from, like I said, a second grade level all the way up through the levels of government, out into the world, into the conflicts of today. It's truly something that is almost as though, almost like a disease, a germ that spreads from person to person to person. And we need to put our finger in those spokes and stop them from turning. We can do that as individuals. I know that you can't control the world. I can't control the world. The best we can hope for is that we can at least control ourselves. If not our feelings, at least our behavior. We can stay mad. We can be insulted. We can be hurt. We can be upset, but what we can't be is rude and crude and nasty and expect the world to be a better place for each of us to live in. So recognize the fact that you know, we have that power. And our question always needs to be, how am I going to use mine? So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.